We okay, we have no opening for this podcast. We just start fucking talking.
Meat sticks!
And then it just ends.
So meat sticks.
We're probably going to call this Meat Stick Bros.
Meat Trio.
Meat Trio.
So, yeah, I got nothing to talk about. We're just here.
Fuck it, yo, we're just chilling.
So we got Kevin in the mix.
What up, folks?
Yeah.
So, we know you're from St. Louis.
Yeah.
But, okay, do you remember anything from St. Louis?
Nigga, I remember everything.
Well, when did you come to America?
Oh, come on.
First Whoa. Of all, when did you get to California?
Wait that's minute. America, yeah.
Oh, that's America.
That's all of America.
Well, yeah, because every California I've met fucking fails geography. These bitches go California.
First of all, what is geography? Is that the...
Everything but California?
There's an outside?
That's just the south.
Okay, so when did you come to California?
August of 2015.
God damn.
That nigga's been a while.
And you moved out here because fucking school?
Yep. And I hated St. Louis.
And he was like all by himself, bro. Just moved out here, right?
Yep.
I gotta give you props for that one, bro. Because that shit's tough.
But why, though? Like, how come you didn't choose a school there? How come you came to California?
Because he hates St. Louis.
Just because you hate it doesn't mean you like your family's there.
That's fine. They'll be there.
Fuck them. They'll be there when I get back.
They're not paying my bills.
Yeah.
Also, for what I'm going to school for, there's only one school in the entire state. Well, two in the entire state that have my major. They're both in the middle of nowhere. And with everybody I graduated high school with.
But nigga, that's where you belong.
But I hated them.
Dude, honestly, anything past, like, going east, it fucking gets worse and worse until you hit, like, fucking New York.
Yeah.
No hate to anything else, but, like...
What do you mean that? That's just as bad.
Well, I've been to... Okay, so I actually drove from California all the way to fucking Kansas just to visit my brother for, like, a week. And let me tell you, okay, out of all the states I drove through, I have to say, Oklahoma, the worst fucking state. And will always be the worst fucking state.
Did you get a ticket through Oklahoma?
I didn't get a ticket. Okay, so what happened was...
Uh-oh.
I only drove a little bit through Oklahoma, but Oklahoma's little towns are set up the exact same fucking way.
Yeah, if you blink twice, you done went through four.
Something like that. But no. It was like you drive through one town, and it's giant water tower, a few buildings, and then fucking nothing. Next town,
another fucking water tower.
Giant fucking water tower, a few buildings, and then fucking nothing. And they say, like, it's really flat out there. Dude, it's fucking flat out there.
Kansas.
Fucking flat out there, dude.
Flattest state in the country.
Dude, I was falling asleep driving. It was, like, at least 100 miles of just
Did you count straight. Your cornfields, though?
No, because
They all look like one, but they're all different.
My God, dude, I will never drive. I didn't even go cross country, dude. I went, like, halfway. I was like, dude, I am so fucking... Dude, it took me 26 hours. To get from
Jesus
California
Christ.
To Kansas. Because we just drove straight.
From here to Kansas is supposed to be a 20-hour drive. From here to St. Louis is 24.
You must have done some shit.
I had my mom. Well,
you just pulled drove over. Like a bit. Well, I forgot. Know. He also drives like fucking Mrs. Daisy, so.
Dude, but my mom drives like fucking Speed Racer.
That's how you're supposed to do it.
Speed, well, fuck no. Well, because my mom didn't like it when I drove. And I wasn't that old. So we drove all the way down there. And... I remember the two worst places that we drove through. One, fucking New Mexico. Dude, what? There's nothing out there. We would drive like 80 to 100 miles and then see one fucking teepee. And then another 100 miles and see another fucking teepee. I'm like, God, how do people live out here?
But, it's easy. You don't have to worry about your neighbors breaking into your shit.
It's true that. But, always like... When I drive, like when we drive anywhere far, it's not the trip there that gets me. It's that fucking trip back. Because you know how long it took you to get there.
Exactly.
And you have to take that same amount of time to get back. That shit sucks. I feel like it takes double the amount of time to get back. Yeah. Because you know, it was like, where's that fucking teepee I saw?
Yeah.
I feel like it should have been here.
Yeah.
I ain't getting there. Going back, really? I'm fine.
Why?
I don't know. It just getting back, it's cool. I've got to know where I wanted to go. Now I'm just going home.
But it's like maybe the anticipation of like getting there sooner.
Because that's all it is. When you're driving somewhere, all you want to do is get there so you can rest and start your trip.
Yeah, true.
Like if I'm driving to Vegas, the only thing I want to do is check into my room so I can put my bags down and start going down the strip.
Exactly. Ooh, that sounds like a fucking good time. I actually want
to
do
I'm actually going to Vegas twice next month.
Oh, my fuck.
Twice next month?
Yeah.
because I have a bowling tournament. And then you complain about me being white as shit because I go golfing every once in a while.
And you walk your dog at 6 a.m.
Okay, that's
7. That's 7 to 8. My ass ain't up at 6. My ass ain't up super wet.
White.
You said wet, bro.
What the? Who wakes up at 6 in the morning?
I don't. I don't anymore because
Jesus.
The booze that we drink sometimes, I wake my ass up at like 12.
Okay.
I walk my dog at 12 to 1 o'clock and my ass is just dripping sweat. I'm like, you know what? I'm only going like a half a mile and I'm walking my ass back.
It's still white.
But anyway, okay, but a bowling tournament? That's white as shit.
It's not.
It's white as shit.
A couple of black people over there.
Jesus. A couple. It's like hockey. You see like 1 to 2 in your fucking lifetime.
You got like 2-3 teams.
A full black people or just like one just guy?
Black people. Just black people. I bought a full team of black folks 2 weeks ago.
Jesus Christ. Ooh. I think I just hate because, dude, I can't bowl for
that's
shit.
That's it. You just suck
I can't bowl for shit. But yeah, but you say golfing is white because you can't golf for shit.
Sure the hell is. I played a real sport. I played baseball. Ooh. Goes against everything I was ever taught.
You know?
Swing at the ground. Don't move your back. Oh no.
I like baseball. I just can't watch it on TV.
Yeah, it puts me to sleep.
Yeah, because it's just like, oh, this guy's sitting here. Oh, he swung and he missed.
Yeah.
Oh, foul ball.
It puts me to sleep.
And then he hits and they're like, oh, he's running. And oh, he's out. Like, it's fucking boring. But when you're there,
you just gotta understand it.
I do. I understand it a lot.
So that swing and a miss, to me, that's okay. You threw a high fastball, so are you gonna come with a low changeup? Or you have a splitter.
God, you
but you don't rely on your splitter as much as you normally do.
I
you
know he okay, okay. I never first thought of all, this. First of all, maybe I'm not into baseball like I thought I was.
No. Same here.
Because you said some shit, I was like, what the fuck did he say?
Splitter? What?
Like, my legs are like shoulder width. What am I talking about?
What is he splitting? Is he cutting the ball in half? Do I have to do both halves? Just one.
Do I have the right bat for that? Like, Jesus Christ.
Do I catch the other half and swing on the second?
When is it a penalty?
How many touchdowns? All right, a quarter.
He said strike. So did I hit him? Did I hit all the pins? Like, yeah.
Does that count as 10?
I feel like people are into two categories when it comes to sports. One, you just like watching it, and two, you're just like really fucking into it. You know all the rules. You know when somebody fucking missteps. You know when it's like an actual like technical like.
Like, no, you can look at the person's left toe.
Yeah, you're like, oh.
And no, oop, they fucked up.
Oh, offsides. See, oh, false start.
I'm the complete opposite. Fuck that. I'm just watching it. Like, oh, yeah. He missed.
He's like, all right, okay, there was a foul. What was it? It was offsides? All right, cool. I know why I was offsides.
See, yeah, I picked
but
that
But it's not
up.
Like, but because I have, okay, my wife's brother, he's like really into fucking like soccer and football. Mm-hmm. So when we watch like the games together, he's like, that's a false start. That's a false start. I was like, dude, I didn't fucking see anything. Like, I was looking over here, and they called it, like, oh, false start. I was like, he's like, I fucking knew it. I was like, how do you even see that shit, dude? Like, it's like, that camera's like 40 feet away. Huh. And he's like, dude, I've just been watching it my whole life.
It's only baseball and football. I'm like that. Every other sport, I'm just like, yeah.
Okay, what? Like, okay,
I lose my black card when I talk about basketball because I hate basketball.
Yeah, you know, you're the only black guy I know that does not like basketball.
Despise basketball.
I'm surprised.
Basketball is a sport. All the players tried for the football team, realized they didn't like getting hit, so they went to the sport where you get points for getting touched.
I feel like if you're just tall, you just go to basketball.
Not necessarily, bro.
If you're like uncoordinated and clunky.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
but
that.
if you're like 7'1", your ass is not going to football because you're going to break your shit every time.
But if you're small and fast, but you're not big.
You're not going to basketball.
Fuck yeah, you're going to basketball.
If you're small.
Stephen Curry.
Okay. Small, fast.
Okay, out of how many players?
Allen Iverson.
Okay, stop. Out of how many players
Nate
that
Robinson.
Are in, that Steve are in right Nash. Now, that are in right now, how many of them are under 6 feet tall?
I don't care about basketball enough to know.
Yeah, okay, well, okay.
That's all I know.
How many people are that are in the current NBA season are over or under 6'2"? We'll say 6'2".
6'2", then that's Steve Curry.
I'm pretty sure you can count them all. You can count them all in one.
That's Steve Curry? What the fuck?
Okay, would you say 6 foot tall? Yeah. Say current NBA players under 6 foot. Muggsy.
Bugs. Bugsy. Bro,
fuck is that?
Yeah. Are we naming off Looney Tunes characters?
I don't fucking know.
Stephen Curry, I think.
Isaiah Thomas, Nate Robinson. Okay, I know them.
Yeah.
That's two.
There's that like, new
I got a
rookie.
List of 25 right now.
There's a new
that are in
rookie.
There currently?
Currently.
Yeah, there's
currently.
A
Shane
rookie.
Larkin, 5'11".
Okay, so we'll just go with 25.
Ty Lawson,
we'll 5'11". Go with 25. Okay.
John Lucas III.
Are you going to name all fucking 25? All
right, bitch, I will.
Okay, we'll go with 25. Okay, I'll believe there's 25. How many
no, this
people...
is the top 25.
Oh, my God.
These are the best of the short people.
Yeah. Oh, so my this God. Is great. There's 25 of those motherfuckers, man.
Okay, but how many people are on a basketball team?
They're all... What are you talking about? They're all on the basketball team.
No, no, no. Team. How many of them... Like, how many people are on a team?
All
They're
of them.
All on the team. What do you
oh,
mean?
Oh, my God. No.
Okay. How many of them start?
No, not even start. How many players does it take to make one team?
You have a starting five. 20?
Yeah, yeah, no. You have a starting five, but how many people are on the bench?
I don't care about basketball.
I am confused.
Dude, I feel like we're
How just... many people are on the roster of one NBA team?
Yes. But yes.
I'm thinking more like 15, 20
on an entire team.
Let's yeah, say you 15, just have 20. A sub for one person, so you may have 15.
Because there's like what?
Because that way you can sub at least two people out.
Okay, so three strings, right?
We'll
yeah.
just
so
say,
I think like,
we'll yeah, say 15. There's 15 people. 15. How many basketball teams are there?
A lot.
A fuck ton. So if you add, if you just make a fucking chart of how many people are in and then how many people are under 6 foot tall, that's a small fucking piece of the pie. If we make a pie chart, I'm just gonna say pie chart because I don't know
and
what other
chart.
You can
do the same thing for people over 7 foot.
True.
It's gonna be a shit ton. Well, okay, over 7 foot, I know like two people, Shaq and Yao Ming.
My nigga.
Okay, I don't follow
ethnicity, right?
Yeah. I don't follow basketball either, but I just know like if you're fucking 6'4", which is what I was trying to get at. If you're 6'4", you automatically try it for basketball first.
That's not true.
But you get also
most of the
suck
linebackers
six,
in the NBA
are six
NFL
fucking five
are about
6'4", but they're built for it. If you look at all the basketball people, there's
Shaq is built for a fucking...
LeBron James should be the best middle linebacker.
Exactly, bro.
He literally played football and said, nope, this nigga hit me too hard.
Yeah, bro.
He went to basketball.
But I'm just saying, like, football players are, like, just naturally just buff as shit.
Nah, I wouldn't say naturally. It's more
well,
like
not naturally,
they mold
but they,
them into
they
that.
They get to that.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Basketball players, they're naturally just, like, long and lanky.
Lanky.
Yeah. After they
lanky.
Train them a
lanky,
certain
yeah.
way, you know?
How do you get trained to be lanky?
You don't have to lift as much weight as a football player.
That doesn't
when
make
you
play lanky.
Basketball.
That just means you got long ass limbs.
No, no. It's more like flexibility and
you
agility.
It's like this, taffy right there.
You're talking about everything
football,
but
bro.
Lanky. You're talking about everything. Daryl, I'm with you most times, but not on lanky. Not on lanky.
Damn.
Like why do you have a wingspan of seven
yeah,
feet
in like, okay like KD I would understand
yeah,
like you know
I don't picture KD looking at a football field over
no.
20 seconds
he
without having like
smacked, bro.
Flashbacks and night terrors
side quote who the fuck is KD
Kevin Durant
oh okay if you throw acronyms at me I'm just like who the
Kevin
fuck
Durant
the
KD
deep,
the
man.
Tarantula
the tarantula
yeah cause he does look like a fucking tarantula right?
Yeah.
Small torso, but long limbs.
Okay, I don't know about much
Sorry,
about basketball
KD,
either.
He's one of my favorite players. So
yeah, you
first
one
of all,
too, bro.
You don't even like basketball.
I don't, but I like Kevin Durant.
What a trendsetter!
Ooh. But I hate your sport you play.
I was alright at basketball. I didn't really do well. I was a power forward. I just could jump high.
Nope.
Hoorah! But.
I was a fucking shooting guard, bro.
I was Tim Duncan.
Can you bench him?
I sat... Nigga, what? I sat under the hoop, passed me the ball, and I just hook it over him.
But the sport that I actually started loving a lot was hockey. Hockey was my shit. It's
oh,
like...
Oh,
okay,
yeah, since I'm not...
Okay, so we downloaded that stupid
yeah, I know
NHL
y'all did,
game.
And I told you motherfuckers to start inviting me, and y'all never did.
Oh,
bitch, I downloaded it. I started playing.
Every time we see Juan, you're watching just on Netflix. I'm just like, okay, he's probably starting to go to sleep. I'm not gonna invite him.
He's probably with his girl and like relaxing, you know,
eat her ass and shit.
Oh, what?
Nasty. I know what you do on Netflix, that. Man. I know what you do
on
Netflix.
Are you in my house?
How do you know?
Excuse you. I got a barricade.
Okay. Well, we can't play today, but tomorrow, if you're on, we'll invite you.
We'll have a tournament.
Okay.
Of a tournament.
Like, I'm getting my ass whooped because I only play like 2 solid full games.
Online?
No, hell no.
Those motherfuckers are crazy online.
Hell
bro.
No. Like, I play just single player because the day Keanu told me you guys were playing, I downloaded it. I did all the little practice tutorials.
Oh, no. Okay. Yeah, no. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay. That's the thing. We don't do the practice tutorials. We don't train outside of when we play together.
Oh, so yeah, just play,
we're training in game.
I just played 2 solid games and then I was like, Red Dead.
So
okay,
every time we play and he does something, I'm like, dude, how the fuck did you do that? He's like, I don't fucking know.
I just hit this button.
Yeah, I was like, do it again, dude. Like, do it again.
I fucking do it and I just send him the whole code.
Yeah. And then his big word is like, dude, I just deked you. I'm about to deke you.
You want
I'm
this
like,
deke, bro?
I'm like, what the fuck does that mean? How do you know what that is? But you know what's funny? We learned a lot about the rules and like the penalties of hockey playing each other.
Exactly.
Yeah, because like, false start in hockey blows my mind.
Okay.
Also, icing is a big
what?
One.
What? Icing?
Icing.
Icing is a big one. When okay. you hit your fuck... Oh, my God.
So, icing, basically what it is if... Okay, so you know there's the middle point?
Yeah.
So if,
half court.
Yeah. Well, they don't call it half court.
But basically,
yeah, whatever. We'll call it half court. So, if the opposing team member hits it all the way to the other team's, mm-hmm. like, goalie area, but... The opposite team gets it before they do. It's icing.
It's pretty much like offsides.
That's what it sounds like. Because it's even
much offsides. But there's an offsides in hockey, so I can't say it's offsides because then we're gonna get confused with offsides and icing.
But that's because offsides is just if you hit the puck over to the other side and you don't have a player over there.
Yeah, true.
Well, you know, you can have a player over there if your player is over there when you hit it. It's okay.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but offsides is when you don't have a player over there.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
So offsides in hockey is different from offsides in soccer.
And we never talked
no,
about
but then
soccer.
No. Because in the game, they tell you like, okay, you got to wait till all 4 other players move.
You have
up
to wait till
the,
all of your people are past that halfway point.
In a sense, it's the same mm-hmm. thing as soccer. Offsides.
So if you have somebody that's not over there. It's offsides because you have to, well, not over there, but back on your side.
Back on your side, yeah.
Yeah, so if all your plays aren't back on your side and you cross that line, then it's offsides. Mm-hmm. And it's stupid because sometimes he'll just pass it to me and my people aren't over there and like offsides. I'm like, fuck, dude.
What did I, I'm the
what are you doing? What are you doing?
What did you think would happen? What did we learn? It's my cool favorite thing. What did we learn?
What did we learn?
Houseway. How?
Houseway.
Dude, every time I think of something like... Dude, every time
I remember I said that around Jordan before the like, first time, and he's like, who the fuck is Sway? He's looking at me like, Kevin, who the fuck is Sway?
Yeah, because every time God. I think of something like, how did the fuck did that happen? I was like, Houseway. Dude, and my lady's like, what are you talking about? I was like, don't worry. It's like, Kevin, just put it in my head and just, Houseway, just tell me how.
I remember that shit. When he was working with us, he would always say that.
Like, how, Sway? How?
Dude, speaking of Kanye West, he's a nutbag, bro.
What? How you get Kanye West out of Sway, bro?
Because that was where it came.
It
that's Sway. Where he...
Oh, Kanye West house. Said it to Sway.
It was
in the
middle
interview.
Of the interview, and Kanye was like, how, Sway? How?
Okay, how? I didn't see that. I didn't see
oh,
that.
So,
I'm so
no,
sorry,
you gotta
bro.
See
it.
You
I'm
gotta,
so sorry. I just made myself look so stupid.
The way
right
he
now.
Did it, he was like, how,
it
Sway?
Is the funniest how? Reaction. Like, he threw a tantrum in his seat. I was expecting Sway to just like, don't worry about it.
So, we were talking about how Sway. Whose phone? Is that your
that's
phone?
That's definitely mine.
Puke. Dude, your game puke?
No, no, it's what? I puke. Let me.
What the fuck?
Quick plug.
What is the iPuke?
iPuke is a funny ass drinking game. So basically, it has different decks that you can play, and each one does something different, or it has different cards in them.
Okay.
So you can pick the amount of players you have, and it'll pull up a card, so it's turn based. So it's like, all right, red player, your first card is rhyme 6 words without using the letter A, or you take 4 shots.
Ooh.
Or
four fucking shots?
No, it I was like, wow. Like, okay. This game
you
is intended.
You must have upped the settings on there, bro, because there's no fucking way.
I promise you.
That's a standard setting.
We can play a
there?
Simulation.
There's
we can
no
just
way.
Try. I promise you.
Dude, we'll put it on, bro. Put it okay. on. This is ridiculous.
I have two questions.
Shout out to iPuke.
Yeah, iPuke, thank you.
Sponsor us.
Got me some head.
I have.
Because there's a deck in here. Jesus Christ.
Okay, my only thing is, one, do you have to pay for the decks that you play?
So there's a free one, and then there's decks you can buy for like $1. I bought a deck for like $2.
And second question, why do they make you drink that much in the beginning?
Because they hate you.
I know, but like if...
Okay, so...
If I want to drink and get drunk, I'm just going to drink and get drunk. I don't have to play
but
a
that's
game
boring,
to get drunk.
Well, no, but it's
bro.
Good to know
this
if you have...
Fun.
So the only reason I've been using it, if I have like a little party at my house and all my friends are there, like Twister, Cardio Humanity, all of that only gets you so far.
Yeah.
But you always have that one player that doesn't want to drink.
You guys
so
ever played Soldier?
No.
Soldier's pretty funny.
Can I interrupt this
shit? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Like, God damn.
This game kind of forced you to drink. So I've already bought two decks. Besides the other two.
You know you bought more than just two.
Just two.
She said $2,
I swear,
man.
The starter deck is free, and then I have one that's too hot for you. Don't do that one. And then I have one that's spicy.
Dude, this just plays
so
too hot
you
for you.
So you can do details. So, okay. Literally, too hot for you is y'all having sex. Let me tell you. No. Now I'm finna show you. Two players, first card we're about to get. Boom. Give head to the players who's leaving the game.
That's way too hot.
Or you take three shots.
That's way too hot.
Take three shots. Kevin, you suck dick or you take three shots.
Kevin,
which one you gonna do?
Kevin, dry pants. I ain't taking three shots.
Three shots? Too much. Okay, so let's say you either get 3 points for sucking my dick or you take three shots.
I'm just drinking, dude.
Okay, so then the next play. Oh, and then they have wild cards. So now it's all players without a criminal record. Take a drink.
I'm drinking. Kevin, how many times you not drinking?
Oh, I'm drinking. And then on my cards on the back, it says, babes with big dicks. Babies with big dicks.
Oh, I thought you said babes.
No. And then the game also likes to fuck with you, and it's like...
It blurs out.
Yeah, blurs I saw out that. Like I thought that was actually just me.
Yeah,
like,
so then you have to contemplate when you're drunk, like, is this look, me?
You gotta open one eye and shit. Like.
Next play. Give a golden shower.
What is that?
Darryl, I'm pissing on someone?
Yeah,
hey,
you're pissing on somebody.
I'm peeing on you, man.
You either piss on Keanu or you take four shots.
I'm peeing on you.
Okay, so.
And taking my four shots. I'm going to get fucked up.
You're going
to
take
to
strong
add more
dick.
Liquid so, to my piss.
So basically, you don't have to say what shots you're drinking. You can just do four shots of beer if you want.
If that's what you guys agree on.
Okay.
You're taking four. Like, it's not. They don't care what you drink. But you take four shots or you get pissed on.
So you don't have to take shots. You like take four, like. Take four swigs of beer.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
It's just crazy to me how it also fucks with you like that to where it like makes you kind of like look at it like one eye open and shit.
See? Again,
dude, okay.
Dick.
That's great.
I think,
would want that.
Okay, first of all.
I want my dick sucked out of party
three
like that.
Out of four.
Order a hooter. Hooker.
You said hooter? Like
I did.
Give me a booby. I would like one booby.
Wait. So it's. I feel like it's kind of hard to order a hooker though.
I don't care who pays, but if you order a hooker...
But, like, how do you order a hooker?
Okay, so first of all, anybody can be a hooker.
It smells like bologna.
You've been right in front of me, bro. This shit.
What?
The breeze smacked me in the face with this beef jerky.
Send
this
to another player.
First of all, everybody had beef jerky. Everybody's breath smells like bologna, right?
The fattest
but
and
I've been
the skinniest
burping
player
in someone
drinks.
Else's face, man.
Okay, so back to the hooker thing.
Okay.
You can make anybody a hooker... If you pay them money to do a sexual.
So if I cash
but
at
you
$2.
It says order one.
Yeah, dude. Hey,
Amazon
I would like,
or what?
I would like a black dick. Here's $2. He's going to order it for me. And it's going to be his.
And it better be here before 2 days.
But I'm talking about, is there a legit place where you can order a hooker?
I mean, in Vegas.
There's no way.
Yeah, there is. There's a place. They're called, what are they called? Showgirls?
No.
Escorts.
Yeah.
You order an escort. Technically what an escort is they take you and they just show you around.
Okay.
You guys can eat together.
And they fuck you.
If you pay them enough. Like, people
half the time, escorts know their role, so they're just gonna suck your dick the minute you hand them $45. Yes.
But the technical term for escort is they show you around the town. And they do.
They bring it around town.
They just show you around town and bring you around town, huh?
Yeah. And then
you just stop burping.
I know, but you intoxicated my
Mitch
ass.
Dick.
I can't. I'm sorry.
Okay, so One of two things. One, I'm definitely going to download that. Two, I'm probably not going to get the dick sucking one because...
No.
A lot of the people we hang out with are just like...
Let me tell you. Side story.
Okay.
Side story. Hopefully my girl never listens to this.
She won't.
Had a party in my house once. Me and this girl kind of had a thing, but it was always one of those, if it happens, it happens, but we definitely know there's something there.
Okay.
Like, the first time she would ever talk to me was, how big is your dick? How much can you take before you gag? Like, it was shit like that.
What if she's like two inches, man?
And I'm just like, you're gonna struggle.
2 inches, but it's a tuna can.
The point is to try to fit it all. You're gonna have to take it deep. Gotta unlock the jaw like a snake.
Jesus. Sneaky snake.
Well, snake.
Okay, my bad. Okay, we go, bro.
Snake.
Oh, damn.
Okay.
So oh, shit.
Your house.
Okay, so party. My house, we had this party. It was two guys, two girls. My friend Haley, my friend Ryan, my friend Sierra.
Okay.
So we're all just like,
Sierra? Yeah, bro.
I told you, Sierra.
She's black, isn't she?
No, she isn't.
She's not.
Okay,
she's,
but she's one not, of those on, is man. Black.
Have some respect.
She's
one of,
not.
One of them is black, because I know you love black girls.
No,
I
do. She's not.
But Haley was half black. She's Mexican and black, but I'm not trying to get
it. Oh, is that the one that's always like, she's like light skin, I see on your Snapchat?
Like okay. If you follow me on Snap, you know Haley.
Mm-hmm. I do follow you on Snap, but I don't know Haley.
But you just said you know Haley.
Because you showed me.
I thought Haley
you
was Sierra. Me. I'm drunk.
We know.
Where's your big words, man?
I'm not that drunk. Jesus Christ.
You already drank all yours?
Of course, nigga.
Nigga, you better save that shit. We have an hour.
Ha-ha, motherfuckers.
Oh, you didn't finish your first one. How were you drunk and you only drank...
I'm not drunk. I was a joke. Jesus Christ.
I don't know.
There's a statute of limitations on when you can take shit back. Because you said it in like 10 seconds.
I didn't know this podcast had fucking policies.
Nigga,
when did you pull the black cherry one? Is that what you had first?
I thought
you had the cranberry
one.
I had the cranberry one.
Yeah, you fucking ass.
Dude, you burped as I went
to.
See how it feels?
You're welcome. What it tastes like.
Beef jerky, huh?
Oh, beef it's jerky. Lingering.
Dude, we just need to just randomly yell at beef stick.
Beef stick. Yeah, dude, no, it's lingering back there.
Good.
God damn. I
good.
Turn
Let it circulate.
One. Ooh.
Let it, like, rotate around your face.
I got Mentos. I got Mentos for your nasty ass breath.
Oh, Jesus.
Jesus Christ!
Power!
Jesus Christ! The sword of salvation.
What did he say? The shield of the Holy Spirit was like the shield.
Dude, no, my favorite one was the helmet of salvation.
The helmet of salvation.
Yeah.
Salvation! And he just fucking pop rocking.
Dancing and shit.
Yeah. They had a GIF of him on Twitter, and the minute I clicked on him and I heard it, I just cried.
Dude, you know what's funny? They actually brought him to a church. They brought him to a church.
They had him on the stage.
On the stage.
I saw that.
And he was reading. He said nothing like fucking vulgar or nothing like that. But he was just like, and the power of Jesus Christ. He was like pop locking. Everybody was just like, ah.
Yeah.
Like, Jesus! God damn. This man made it.
It's like, oh my God.
And we're still working here at the airport and shit.
This guy, dude.
And this man is just going around yelling, Jesus Christ. See, what are we doing with our lives?
It's all right, man.
Oh my God!
One day.
I gotta tell you.
I just need one viral video.
Dude, I gotta tell you my master plan, dude.
Okay.
I have a master plan. So.
Uh oh, this is going on podcast.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
Be careful, bro.
She doesn't listen to this. Right. So
you never know. Never know.
So, my lady, she just got a promotion at work, so she's making $27 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And right now we're looking for just apartments and shit like that. But she hates it that I work here. Because I work nights and she works mornings, so we never really get to see each other. So her thing is like, I don't want to be alone at night. I'm like, all right, there's nothing really I can do about it, you know? So my plan is...
Breakdown.
No. Oh, fuck no. Fuck no.
Fuck you too.
So she wants me... She actually wants me to leave this job and find another one so I can be with her in the mornings. At night.
Mm-hmm.
But... There's not really jobs out there that'll pay me this much early on, just to work.
Unless you go to Uline. I tell everybody, but it's the only company that's going to match what we make here is Uline.
Yeah.
And you get but full it, 8 hours.
But it's
Anna's brother works
really there. Hard. It's really hard to get in because everybody's applying to it.
Yeah, there's a three-time interview. So, like, you get one on the phone, one on the fucking, like, video chat, and then one in person, I think. Something like that.
Yeah, fuck that. It's weird. I'm actually really good at interviews. But there's three of those motherfuckers.
Okay, no. I can be the whitest person you know.
Hello, how are you doing? My name is Kevin Kincaid.
The hardest.
Kevin Kincaid, how are you today?
What's up, nigga? I'm here to work.
The hardest first interview. Day? The hardest Money. Interview you'll ever have is with the police.
I'm black, so I would never have that.
Interview. Dude, I get shot.
Would you ever be a policeman if you ever had the chance?
No. Because the thing is, the thing is for like the police interviews is if you mess up a slight bit, if you stutter,
you're lying,
or if you say they disqualify you automatically because they need somebody who's confident in what they're saying and that doesn't show fear, because it's not that you have to be hard as a cop, because if you do these interrogation questions during the courtroom and you're like they don't take you seriously as a police officer, like the judge doesn't, so they want somebody that's like, yeah, well, I saw him doing this when he did this and that. Whoa. They want you to be stern, but and my police officer friend told me that it's like when you do your interviews, you need to just be calm. If you stutter, if you say or if you like take a long like break to think about what you're gonna say, they just automatically disqualify you because it shows that you don't. I don't know.
Mosquito.
You want
to? Oh, because he's on your arm and no.
He's on my arm.
You
don't.
He just come back to me. Nigga, what are you slapping at?
But yeah, that's
on my arm. I was tripping.
That's why I have the hardest time getting to the police force, because I can't do those interviews, dude.
Because you say
No. When they asked me questions, so one of the questions was
Motherfucker. I knew
that was coming.
Yeah, I aimed at it. So the hardest question they asked me was,
you scored on me last
so
night.
We know that there's conflict.
Fuck you.
We know that there's conflict between society and how police officers are. What would you do to bring us closer together? And I was like, I would schedule like a
bar
five.
Night automatic.
But it, like, you have to come up with the top of your head. Like, I would schedule a 5K run and / barbecue to where the community.
It's California. The first thing that should come to mind is the drag race between police cars and street racers.
Ooh.
Racers? No, because at the end of the thing, they're gonna be like,
"All right,
you have illegal nitrous in your car. Here's a ticket. You have super dark tint on your windows. Here's another ticket." That's not gonna bring people closer together.
No, but why are you writing tickets for it? If they're
on the racetrack, it's all legal.
If it's on the racetrack, it doesn't matter.
But once they leave that racetrack, because they're not gonna tow it out of there, they're gonna drive out of there, and there's gonna be cops waiting to give them tickets. Because for the police,
my best friend would be sitting at the first light. That's not road legal. You just did a half a mile.
Because for like the police officers, they don't care if you're breaking the law or not. It's all about a quota that they have to meet for tickets.
Which at the end of the month, I do 45.
Yes, because they have to have each police officer has to have a certain amount of tickets at the end of the month to meet the quota of the city. Okay. And if they don't, they get in trouble. So that's why sometimes you get pulled over for bullshit.
For
like
dumb shit.
Yeah, like, oh, my windows were a little too dark. I was like, well, here's a ticket. You got to get rid of it. Okay. And like at the beginning of the month, you can just fucking just speed past the cop doing, 85. And then he's like, all right, fuck it, whatever. Yeah, but at the end of the month, at the end of the month, if it's a 65 mile an hour and you're doing fucking 75, you're getting a fucking ticket for speed.
Yeah, they got to meet that quota.
Because they have to meet the quota. I mean, if they don't, I mean, it's like, hey, what's going on? You're not doing your job. You're being lazy and shit like that.
Yeah.
Everybody's following the law.
Yeah. And that's what my friend told me. Also, my friend told me, like, if you're a police officer, it's a different lifestyle. Like, you can't really take your family out to a restaurant and shit like that.
You're putting them in hazard, right?
Yeah, because if you pull somebody over and you arrest them, and then you go to, like, a restaurant, and that same guy shows up saying, like, he took my money, he arrested me, I'm gonna follow this guy.
See, dude, I feel like being a cop is like, it puts another restriction on your life.
I want to do that shit.
It's a mean restriction too.
I
want to
do that shit. But they say that's why you gotta, like, if you're gonna be a cop, you can't do it in this. You can't live in the same area
county that you're in,
that you're fucking patrolling.
Okay.
So if you're gonna fucking be a police officer in Chino, you best live in San Bernardino.
Yeah.
LA County, San Bernardino, or fucking.
I'm not staying within 30 minutes.
No, my lady just still up. Well, there's a party at my house right now.
No. Oh. Fucking bad. FTI.
That, what? Oh, thanks for the invite. There's a baptism party, dude. There's nothing going on.
TFTI. There's a lot of Modelos at the Mexican party, dude, man. Dude,
she bought Bud Light.
Uh-oh.
And Tecate.
As a St. Louis, and I'm Tecate's offended.
Oh, nasty.
Yeah, it is. Tecate's there was a phase nasty. In my life when I felt like Tecate was nice.
I remember that shit.
Never, ever.
No, it was a.
It was in Riverside.
Phase. It was a mean phase.
Never, ever like, thought Tecate was fucking good.
Flat out tell like people, I'm going to go drink Tecate at home because I got a 36 pack at home.
Oh my God, bro. Never have I ever.
And then one day I woke up and went, you're disgusting.
Yeah.
You're a horrible human being.
Nah, you're good, bro.
It was like, one day, like, I drank a Tecate, and as I poured out the rest of it, I saw something drop out of the can, and I went, never again.
Oh, Jesus.
And to this day, I would not look at a bottle of it. Mm. So now.
Tecate.
Earthquakes and a Modelo.
Tekashi.
Earthquakes are cool. Oh, okay. So when you drink Earthquakes, if you get two of them, the first one's always going to be the hardest. The second one is just going to taste like water.
Yeah, because your taste buds are already just drinking ass.
So what Manny taught me, of all people, he's like, just down the first one and then casually sip the second one. Because once you down that first one, that second one is just going to be like just relaxing. But dude, Earthquakes tastes like ass cheeks.
It does.
It's good.
Very heavy.
It's like ass cheeks with acne.
Toilet paper.
Oh, God. Low. Toilet paper in there?
Dude, I saw this post by fucking Al a couple days ago talking about, like, if some girl's riding your dick and you see a piece of toilet paper on her ass.
Ooh, Alistar?
Yeah. That motherfucker's nasty.
Yeah.
Me and Al.
But he was funny as fuck.
That was my guy.
Yeah, bro.
That was my guy.
With that dude, man. He's fucking funny.
I fucked with Al. And then he did stupid shit.
Tell me that doesn't look cool, bro.
The check mark on the pop thing is actually pretty dope. You took like 20 minutes doing this, didn't you?
15.
Ooh, record.
I might take it off. I'm regretting it. Is Chris still going to be up? I feel like he's waiting for us.
He might be. It's Chris. That nigga never sleeps anyway.
That's good. Okay.
Ooh, no, it's too silent, and people are going to listen to this.
Sorry.
No, dude. Okay, so what we chalked this podcast up was, it's not, like, to gain views. It's not to,
like, it's more for, like, get out there. Memories.
It's more for memories. Like, we can be fucking 76 years old, and then this will always be here. We can look back to how we sounded like, what we talked about in our fucking 20s.
Remember this shit?
Yeah, like, remember this other shit?
I'm not drunk, but I miss you guys.
Yeah, man. I miss you too, bro. You I kind of wish you were at Breakdown. I mean, Build.
I
wish you were at Build Up, bro.
I fucking hate.
Bro. If we were at Build Up all together, we would fuck shit up. Nigga. Fuck shit up, bro. I'm telling you.
That was the plan.
Ideal team is like me, you, Keanu, fucking Jordan.
Everything would go fucking immaculate.
I would take out Sandy and Z. Like, that's my main target right
okay.
now.
Okay, okay, wait.
Those two. Oh, it's just work related,
bro.
Oh, cut off. Cut off.
You already said the name. But
fuck.
This is for.
We gotta pause.
Off the podcast.
There's no pause, discussion. Dude. It's all candid and it's off a one time go.
It's just
beef sticks!
It was definitely meat sticks, though.
Yeah, it was.
Definitely meat sticks.
But, I mean, it was good.
It's good. We'll talk about this off the podcast.
Yeah, once
holy
we stop
shit,
this,
I got some shit to say about those motherfuckers.
Oh,
bro.
You motherfuckers better stay tuned.
Oh, my God.
Anyways,
meat I got sticks. Some shit to say.
Meat yeah, sticks.
The lovely part of this podcast is all of this started off the game I puke. Most of this.
It started with sports, bro.
Well, yeah, and then we got to the point where I puke popped up.
Like now, 10 minutes ago. On a 30-minute podcast.
Now we're talking about fucking work, nigga. Bitch, your podcast is called Lunch Break. We are definitely not on lunch.
Yeah, we're definitely on
lunch. No, my fucking podcast is called Lunch Break.
Clock out. That's what I just said.
Get clocked out.
Sorry, I was.
But you definitely aren't on lunch.
Who the fuck is that walking over there? That's so short. With a big ass vest.
Erica Nieto. Shit, I can't see. Oh wait, nigga, she had on shorts, and I just wanted to throw up.
Oh my god.
Her thighs like. Oh. It was like if you could put Jello on a person. And run ground beef through fishnets?
Oh, come on. Gotta give her more credit.
Oh my god, that is Eric. I just threw out a
guess. Work-related.
Work-related pause.
Pause.
Meat sticks.
Fat ducks.
Meat trio.
Why was she even still here? Ooh.
She's supposed to get off at 1:30, but I think she came in 30 minutes late, so she clocked out at 2 o'clock work-related beef sticks.
y'all don't understand. This shit hurts.
Because then I get bitched at.
For her?
No, just period. For her? Clocked out 30 minutes late. I don't give a fuck. Go home when I told you to. Bring your ass to work on time. I don't give a fuck about your rent being paid, bitch. Mine is.
Yeah, you fucked up.
Yeah, mine is paid, so fucking deal with it.
How's your snake, by the way?
Ivory is what you call it, right?
That's a pretty good name. So you see a snake?
It's a white snake.
Yeah. Well, he's more like a yellow. He's like an eggshell.
He's got jaundice, doesn't he?
Definitely called jaundice.
Yeah, I couldn't say it right.
You think about Guardians of the Galaxy, Yondu?
Yondu.
What the hell?
He's blue as shit.
I said it so fast I couldn't pronounce
Yondis,
it.
Yondis. No. Jaundice.
Okay, dude, it's like a half a syllable away.
Bitch, it's a full letter.
No, okay. If I say it fast, jaundice. It's like
I definitely noticed you said jaundice the second time. No,
I'm not saying it's similar. I'm just saying.
But that's what you just tried to prove.
No. I didn't. That's not what I tried to prove. I tried. We've been drinking. When I say shit fast, sometimes it doesn't come out the right way.
Yeah, you forget fucking J's and Y's.
Like, which one
was it? Two syllables. Jaundice.
Moving silence like lasagna.
They're both.
Two syllables.
Yeah, the Z silent like lasagna.
Real G's moving silence like lasagna. The Wayne verse.
I said G, by the way.
This nigga's just retarded.
Let's talk about Keanu.
Yeah, anyway, my snake is great. I found out that this fucker's greedy because now I have to feed him 2 medium rats a week instead of just 1.
But you're also not home enough, so he might actually be making up for the...
He eats. I feed him.
He's a white snake. He takes whatever he wants.
Ooh.
He takes whatever he can.
No,
I don't think so.
He tries, but then you gotta realize you got a black parent.
Stop.
Wait, so snakes only eat once a week?
So, depends on the snake. Some snakes will eat once a week. Some will eat more than once a week.
Damn, so one rat just slowly deteriorates in that snake body for a week. That's crazy.
They just have enough energy to digest it. So they may take 3 days to digest it, but they won't have the urge to eat.
Okay, true. Okay.
So, but...
I'm at 43 minutes.
Okay.
So, with math, that's 17 minutes, right?
Carry the 1, divide by the 2.
That's actually exactly... No, that's 17 minutes.
17
plus 43 is...
It caps up at 59.
Okay, so yeah. Oh, wow, we've been talking for a solid 43
minutes. For 43 minutes and 45 seconds.
It's fucking hilarious. I think this is one of the funniest ones, bro.
No, dude, nothing beats fucking yesterday.
Yo, welcome.
The shit one.
Holy fuck, dude.
You guys missed out on a great-ass podcast yesterday. You're lucky.
Okay, so
I couldn't have tuned into that one because I only have one shit in myself story and I was like five.
Oh, dude, I had to delete it because we were in my car. And if my Bluetooth hooks up to something that we're recording, it treats it like a phone call.
Mm-hmm.
So it sounds like a phone call.
Yeah.
And we couldn't hear anything, dude.
Oh, my God.
But, dude. I laughed so hard I fucking cried. That shit was funny.
Yeah.
And I was so sad because I was listening to it on the way home. Like, dude, it sounds like a fucking phone call.
Dude, I had to turn my fucking volume up so high just to hear it. But I was dying. I was literally crying all the way home and I almost crashed.
Jesus what? Christ.
That doesn't make us feel good. Like, now we're concerned.
Kevin, I saw you.
Thank you.
That's one full sip.
When did you grab your phone? When did he grab his phone?
What are you talking about?
When did I grab my phone?
Yeah,
me? My phone's up here.
I just got your message.
Oh, you tripping, cuz?
No, cuz he just said, all right, cool. What?
Are you smoking this whole time? Wait, this is at 1:57 a.m.?
Yeah.
I sent this at 1:57 a.m.?
Definitely says one. He texts back at 1:57.
I definitely texted him 2:04. Way before this. Alright, well, alright, whatever.
Not to say I'm Novi, but Christmas Miracle.
Oh, Christmas Miracle. Cause,
Christmas Miracle. Okay.
Yeah, because he crashed, you know, almost died, but yeah, he made it out.
Now
and
he's
he gets
man.
Hurt. Yeah, he's a miracle. Bro.
He's just Black Chris on my phone.
He's indestructible.
And then I have
Red I love Chris. You guys, but honestly, it's just your first name and MTS.
Yeah. That's fine. Daryl is just Daryl.
I swear to God, actually, I feel like I spelled Daryl's name wrong.
D-A-R-R-E-L.
D-A-R-R-E-L?
D-A-R-R-E-L? You got my word of Y and a double L, huh?
No, D-A-R-R-E-L.
No, I'm talking about Kevin.
Oh, yeah.
I'm talking about
just
Kevin.
Just one L, not a double
L. You motherfucker.
You got a black name, so I can't spell it like I was black.
You're yeah, it's a D-A-R-R-E-L. One L. One
see, that's what I got. D-A-R-R-Y-L.
That's why that's why you're my buddy, man.
So I'm right?
You're right. Very right.
Fuck yeah.
What? You said D-A-R-Y.
D-A-R-R-Y-L.
No, I asked him if he had a Y-L. Because he thought I had the double most of the people got my name as Y-L. I don't know why it is. It's just me as my looks. They automatically think it's a Y-L.
Shut up. He thinks I'm right.
He just said
shut the fuck up.
Y-L.
I'm finna change this shit right now.
Oh, you motherfucker.
You motherfucker.
D-A-R-R-E-L.
It's E-L, bro.
Oh, shit. That's what I figured it.
Look at that shit.
For you, it's just Gumby Back. It's not even Kevin.
I remember that.
I'm going to put you as something else.
His name's Gumby Back.
Girl, I promise. It's not serious.
I'm thinking.
I think you're the only one that I have a different name for.
I'm glad you Black Panther.
D-A-R-R-E-L.
Yellow Panther?
Looking at that now, I'm so disappointed. I'd much rather have what I spelled.
Yeah, but save.
Damn.
I know. I kind of like the Y-L. I wish my mom would have thought about that with the Y-L, you know?
I didn't even know what that is now.
The real.
Yeah.
The real ass nigga.
that makes sense why I call you D-Rail now.
Yeah, yeah. People used to call me Darnell in high school.
Darnell?
Where the fuck is an N? I have an uncle Darnell.
No way.
I do. My uncle Larry. His middle name is Larry, but we call him Darnell.
Alright. Yeah, they used to call me Darnell. That was a strong one.
It was. It had so much bass in it.
That shit punched me in the face.
Bro, that's your first tattoo, right?
Yeah, this is my first
nigga,
tattoo.
Nigga, what?
You didn't see that one?
This was in Oregon, bro. Portland. Keep it weird.
Bitch, when did you go to Portland?
I went with two chicks. They're my friends from college.
I remember you telling me this now. Never.
Yeah. Been. You know, they wanted to keep this whole, like, theme. Like, yeah. You know, like, Portland, keep it weird. So I was like, you know what? Hey, what's your specialty? Okay. Zombie hands.
First of all,
like,
all
right.
It's not
awesome.
It's not a bad
tattoo. This is
tattoo.
When I was vegan.
Bitch, you aren't now?
I mean.
So you mean to tell me we can go to In-N-Out and go get a double-double?
Yes.
Yeah, we'll get a double-double.
I will get a double-double, bro.
Nigga, do you know how long I've waited for this day?
Nigga, I ate wings with you and me.
Bitch, you always said, this is an exception.
Yeah, I was like, oh, this is the one week.
Yeah,
the
one
day
where I eat meat.
Where I eat meat.
And then you come up with some other bullshit excuse.
The real nigga is back. I eat meat every now and again.
Meat stick?
Yeah. So, yeah, that's how it works now, bro. This is my first tattoo.
So okay. I'm going to go protein heavy.
But for your first tattoo, it's not a bad tattoo.
It's
actually
it's not.
Pretty
but
fucking good.
Low-key at the gym when I'm working out and my leg fucking rides up, my shorts, looks like a dick. So I got a fucking...
Yeah, kind of does.
No.
No, when you look at it.
A quick
not.
Glance, that's a dick in the zombie
it's not.
Hand, bro.
It's not. It's definitely not. What, you got a dick and three hairs at the end?
Yes. I'm just kidding.
It's like when you grew your first pubes.
All right, you're right. But yeah, bro. I'm planning to get more to add on to this so it doesn't look so
I
fucking...
I
want to
get tattoos. I've been thinking about it.
Why don't you?
Because I'm a cheap bastard.
It's, dude, what? It's not even that. Dude, you got scared?
Supervisor of my man.
You're scared of the pain, huh?
Fuck no, Nick.
Honestly, the pain is satisfying after a while.
I don't give a damn about pain.
The first initial, like, 2 seconds, it's like, and then the rest is great.
Dude, I feel like somebody just grabbed a pen and was just like,
I forgot this motherfucker had a tattoo, too.
I do.
Yeah.
It's not done, though.
I remember when he texted me what he snapped.
Yeah, he didn't fucking believe me.
I was like,
this shit hurt.
Because it's just a bunch of fucking small lines.
He got heavy hands, bro. And he had to dig in here to get all this black to stay so black.
So I bet.
Ow.
I didn't have to dig. It's just natural.